corner of Alamo and Commerce, downtown San Antonio. It's relatively quiet here tonight, though music and chatter wafts up from the Riverwalk down below. It was a different scene 50 years ago when drummer George Coleman, attracted by the buzz of Hemisphere 68, relocated to San Antonio, taking his place at this very intersection to entertain passersby with his home-brewed percussion kit, consisting of a set of 55-gallon drums and two modified hammer handles as beaters. Legend knows George Coleman as Bongo Joe. Enter musician, composer David Amram, who was also drawn to San Antonio by Hemisphere 68.
I came to San Antonio in 1968 because there was a wonderful movie made called U.S. that was shown on three screens made by a great filmmaker named Francis Thompson. When he asked me to do the film, I saw the script by W.H. Auden, of all people, the great poet. I just said, boy, I know I've got to do that. He was like a real serious guy that saw filmmaking as an art. And he said, and it's going to be shown, I don't know if you ever heard of it, San Antonio. I said, you mean San Antonio, Texas? He said, yes. I said, oh, my heavens, I've been there for years, off and on. It's one of the greatest cities I've ever been to in my life. I'd love to do it just to be there.
The film was a great success for all involved, and David's job was done with the exception of casual conversation at the post-screening receptions.
They knew I had written the score for this film, and they read my bio and said, oh, you were the first composer in residence with the Philharmonic, and you played with Dizzy Gillespie and did all these things. There's a guy here, he was a great traveling musician, and he finally settled down here in San Antonio. I said, oh, what's his name? I said, well, they call him Bongo Joe. I said, well, how can I? I'd love to meet him. They said, well, it's easy. You just come out on the street here tonight around 8, 8:30, and he'll be there holding court and playing.
Around 9:30, David headed west on Market, drawn by the beat of Bongo Joe.
So I come out, and there's this guy. He was playing all these different instruments and playing them, you know. I said, wow, this guy was fantastic. So I went up there, and I had my little, you know, I carried my French horn, which I always did everywhere I went then. And, he said, oh, you're a musician. What do you do? What do you play with? I said, well, you play with anybody? I said, well, I'm here doing the score for this film. He said, oh, you're a composer. I said, yeah. He said, you play too? I said, sure. He said, what's that thing around your neck? And that was my little ocarina. So I said, well, let me hear that. So I played beep, 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 beep. And he said, all right, man, let's play some blues. He said, the line, I never forgot, I said, what you do makes sense. So every night, after I was done my duties as the composer for the film, I went to see and hang out with Bongo Joe. It was amazing.